In 1988, France brokered an agreement called the Matignon Accords. Restive Canucks agreed to suspend their armed struggle for independence. Mostly French settlers agreed to recognize indigenous rights, and the calm that followed allowed France to reduce its sometimes deadly use of force. 10 years later, the Nouméa Accords followed, where France agreed to transfer some powers to an elected parliament and guaranteed a vote on independence within 30 years. The deadline comes up November 4th. As required under the Accords, France detailed the implications of the referendum last week. Status quo, if the vote is no, the people would retain French nationality and European citizenship. France would retain control of defense, police, justice, finance, and foreign affairs. If the vote is yes, the statement said that France would immediately open talks for an orderly transfer of those powers. Current funding arrangements would be obsolete, the statement said, and the French Parliament would draft a law to determine if any new Caledonians could keep French citizenship. An opinion poll released last week reports that 2/3 of eligible voters plan to vote to stay with France. And there are fears of violence if it does turn out that way. Extra security will be on hand and sales of alcohol will be banned. The Nouméa Accords allow for a second referendum within 2 years if at least 1/3 of the local parliament agrees. If the vote is no again, there could be a third referendum in 2022. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.